Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, I'd like to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we couldn't be sharing these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Robbie Kukler, and he is with Fifth Group Restaurants. Welcome, Robbie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Sure. But before we get started, tell us about Fifth Group. How are you serving folks?
Well, it's, as you know, a brave new world, and we are every day finding new ways to serve folks. So we've been, this pandemic changed things about 16 weeks ago when we closed restaurants down, as well as adjusted our operating standards for our catering company, Bold Catering and Design. And we have evolved all along this period of time to doing to-go business at a handful of our restaurants. Our catering company was involved in feeding the front lines, making box meals for police officers, now doing some work with the Atlanta Community Food Bank and Atlanta's community kitchen. And then as of last Wednesday, so about a week ago, we had 9 of our 10 restaurants reopened fully for in-dining room service, as well as patio service, while we still do to-go business. So we are currently up and running closer to normal than we have been in 4 months. And we are obviously limited with the number of seats and social distancing and such. So we are doing a fraction of what we normally do in our restaurants. But that's where we are today. We're back to somewhat of some normal service offerings and a lot of to-go as well.
Now, when the pandemic struck, how did your team handle that crisis? Like, what was kind of the crisis management going on when you were like, at first it was kind of one of those gradually, then suddenly kind of situations where you're hearing about it in another country that seems far away, not sure how it's going to affect here. And then all of a sudden it's here. And then all of a sudden it's a different world.
It did. It did happen fairly quickly. I made an analogy to our team that in other past instances, right, where there were major catastrophes since we've been a company going back to 9/11, obviously was it an overnight thing that happened quickly but did not shut anybody down. And then during the 2008-2009 Great Recession, that was a gradual thing that was, hey, what's going on? Is this going to affect Atlanta? How is this affecting us? Oh, we're seeing a little bit of change. And one day we woke up and said, wow, this is accumulating to be a big deal and we've lost a lot of money. The difference with this was once it came to Atlanta and to Georgia, it happened very quickly. Literally, you know, we had a decent weekend of sales Monday. March 15th, I believe, was a little soft. 16th, I was in 2 of our restaurants that night, and I was one of only 2 tables in both those restaurants. And when we woke up on Wednesday morning, the 17th, and I looked at sales across our company, looking at 10 restaurants that we own and operate, not the airport or licenses or anything, but the restaurants we open that we own and operate, those 10 restaurants did equivalent of 1 good night at 1 restaurant combined. And we said, this is here. This is it. Close everywhere. So we adjusted to closing much quicker than we ever have with anything else. And then we kind of got together, you know, war room and said, what are we doing? How are we doing it? What's going on? And I will say that, I don't know, those 30 days in particular, maybe even 45, there was so much information changing on a regular basis. It really was like whiplash. We would make a decision on something, and later that day or the next day, we'd find out something else. And this is everything from local mandates to information about the coronavirus to government programs and what do they mean and what don't they mean. So it was a really intense time, and still is a very intense time. But right now it's not as intense as it was in that first 30 to 45 days of learning so much. And that was really about, how do we close? How do we take care of our staff? What do we do with our staff, right? We had never gone through the process of furloughing people, right, opposed to terminating. So we furloughed over 800 people, meaning they were not terminated. They were our employees. They still had access to their benefits and insurance, and we filed unemployment for them and continuing to do so. And so it was and then there was all the application processes for all these government programs that we were learning about, while at the same time figuring out, well, where do we reopen? How do we open? How do we pivot, start driving some revenue with to go? And we would do one restaurant and then another. And we opened with three and then eventually closed one of those and added three more. And then the laws changed for being able to sell beer and wine wholesale. So then we thought, how do we do that? And then we had to add technology so that people could order online, because we couldn't handle it over the phone. And we also wanted people to feel safe, both our employees and our managers and our guests, right? So we could pay online. And so it was curbside touch-free pickup. So it was a constant evolution of how to operate. And again, it still is, right? Even as you and I sit here today on Thursday, the mayor signed a mandate last night to make masks mandatory. So we are figuring out, well, what does that mean, and how do we operate, and how do we get new signage and guidelines and rules posted on our website and on our doors and educate our staff? It is a whirlwind of information and decision-making and balancing, you know, first and foremost, our staff and our guest safety, while at the same time trying to get our businesses up and running and explaining information about the coronavirus ongoingly to staff members. And even that information has constantly changed. I literally, before getting on this call with you, proofread another round of FAQs about the coronavirus in particular for our staff, to continue to educate people and what is dangerous and isn't dangerous and how do you decrease the odds. So it has been, there's no playbook for this, I'll tell you that. And so I'm really proud of our team and all that we've been doing and all the people that have been working so hard to figure out what to do to stay safe, keep our employees safe, and do some business, because we feel like this is going to be here for a long time. So we have to figure out how to navigate these waters.
Now, are you finding that because you are forced to do some things that you hadn't done before, that there might be a silver lining as this pandemic wanes, that there might be some of those learnings that you might be able to carry forward in, you know, when the pandemic goes away?
Sure. I mean, again, I think in many, many industries, technology is being forced on business and people faster, right? There's our industry is known for not being very quick adapters for technology. When you think of some really big companies out there in chains that have done that, but the vast majority of restaurants owned in America are, you know, companies like mine and smaller, and you know, mom and pops, people, families that own one or two restaurants. So technology, you know, everything from touch pay systems in our restaurants that we've implemented, to go in cash, having QR codes for menus, to our online to-go ordering. And I do believe that business is going to continue to grow. Clearly, that was the trend for this event. It was not a part of where people are enjoying it and getting used to it. And so I think that'll be something that's here for good, and we will continue to evolve and implement new technologies to make things cleaner and safer and more efficient for our staff and our, and even this opportunity for beer and wine being sold via restaurants to go, as well as a law that just passed that was, I think, was being worked on prior to the pandemic, but beer and wine can also be delivered from restaurants in the near future. So that's another revenue stream potentially for us to captivate down the road.
So now, what percentage of your restaurants are open now for in restaurant dining?
9 out of our 10 restaurants are currently open, limited days and limited hours. I mean, each one of them is different based on location and the meal periods, you know, whether it be lunch or brunch or dinner, that we thought were going to be most in demand for that restaurant's brand and concept and location. And our catering company, Bold Catering and Design, is up and running and doing some small gatherings, some events in people's homes. Weddings are still occurring. They're happening very differently, as you can imagine. But they are picking up some unorthodox kind of business as well, doing some business in hotels. As I mentioned, we're working with Atlanta Community Food Bank, doing meals to be delivered around the city through the Atlanta Community Kitchen. So that's some work. And then Alma Cocina, which is our restaurant downtown, we have not currently opened, again, just because we feel like there's such a lack of demand, right? There's not many people working downtown. There are no conventions, and the hotels are either closed or those that are open have very low occupancy. So right now, we have chosen to wait to open Alma Cocina downtown. But our newest restaurant, Alma Cocina, Buckhead at Terminus, is open.
Now, when you're doing the work that you're doing, where experience is such an important part of the, you know, like in person, the high touch, the white glove service that you offer your clients, how do you see moving forward? Is that something that now you're going to have to, when you think about future Fifth Group restaurants down the road, is that something in the back of your mind that you're like, maybe we don't need this big of a space, or we have to space things out differently? Are you kind of filtering everything through a pandemic future?
Well, to be honest, I'm not thinking about any future restaurants at this point. But we do talk about what you're describing in our existing restaurants, because, you know, guests, when you read surveys and things, one of the biggest things that guests miss is going out to restaurants. And it is not just because they don't want to cook at home. It is because of the joy that they get in being around people and eating delicious, you know, chef driven food, and being in gorgeous environments, and the energy of a restaurant, and the social aspect of being around people. So we can't forget that. And we talk with our staff all the time. This really is why guests are going out, and they must feel safe, right? Everybody, all our lives, people have talked about the importance of a restaurant being clean. That is still important, but now people think of a restaurant needing to be safe. And because there is more to a restaurant being safe than just being clean, right? Social distancing, mask wearing, things of that nature, not cross-contaminating with pens or credit cards and things of that nature. So it is very important that we build confidence in our guests that they can come to our restaurant and dine and feel safe. But we have to do everything we can to still engage with our guests and take care of them and have a human connection, although it is behind a mask, because that's really what dining out is all about. It's about human connection and enjoying the people you're with and the surroundings you have. So, you know, even monitoring music levels, right? That they have to be low enough that guests can now hear their server talk to them, or their bartender or a manager talk to them through a mask. But yet we have to have a great environment that has some energy and fun to it. So it is a real balance, and making sure that our restaurants feel nice. You know, one of the things we've even done on all the tables that we are not currently seating, we do have signs letting people know that due to social distancing, this table is not available, but we also have really beautiful floral arrangements or candlelight fixtures or dried arrangements that our Bold Design Company created for us to add some warmth and interest to the restaurant so that it doesn't feel cold and sterile with tables empty.
Yeah. If you thought the restaurant business wasn't for the faint of heart before, you know, this is a new world that you guys are dealing with, and appreciate you doing
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Because this is not easy work, and as you know, here in Atlanta, it just breaks your heart to see how many restaurants that have been around forever are decided to close doors and said, enough is enough. I don't want to go through this, you know?
Yeah, it's very difficult. It's a, you know, it's a very cash intense business with also with small margins. So volume is important. And, you know, when volumes are down 60, 70, 80%, that is something that's pretty hard to sustain for very long for a lot of people.
Well, congratulations on still being around and staying the course and having an optimistic kind of bent in terms of getting everybody out there working and serving the folks. So we appreciate you and appreciate the work you're doing.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thanks for saying that. It means a lot. We appreciate it.
Now, if somebody wanted to check out the Fifth Group, what's the website that so they can see all your restaurants?
It's exactly as you're saying, fifthgroup.com, all spelled out, FIFTHGROUP.com. And all of our restaurants and information about menus and hours and our safety protocols are there, and information about Bold Catering as well, because we're doing a lot of interesting things, you know, adjusting that business model as well, so that we're doing really amazing, beautiful food that can be dropped off, touchless drop off to people's homes or offices or event sites, or we can come in and set it up for the client and leave, or we can do regular events. And, you know, those are changing. What a chef attended station looks like now is a little different than it used to. And buffets don't really exist, but we're doing some amazing work. And like I said, we've done some beautiful small weddings recently, and that's still an option for both companies that might have gatherings or weddings or special birthdays as well. So they can find information at fifthgroup.com about Bold Catering and Design, along with all of our restaurant information.
And then I'm a super fan of Alma, and congratulations for Chad for beating Bobby Flay a few months ago or last year. And so be sure to check them out. Now they've opened in Buckhead. So that is a must go to restaurant, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, when we first opened, we were actually closed longer than we were open, but we are reopened. And right now we're open there Tuesday through Friday lunch and Tuesday through Saturday dinner. The patio is absolutely gorgeous, right on Peachtree, but still private. Lots of space. And you're right, Chad Clevenger, the executive chef there, is just doing amazing food. And I actually might go there tonight myself. So I'm going to be in the Buckhead neighborhood.
Good stuff. Well, thank you again, Robbie, for sharing your story today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see y'all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.